In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today's sermon, I'm going to offer my words of annual report, and then following this service, we'll adjourn directly to Munn's Haw, where we'll have breakfast and do the business of the church. In review, I have to say that we've had a really good year this year, 2014, of changing lives and sharing Christ. As you may recall, 2 years ago, we began a 5-year plan focused on the 5 vital areas of our common spiritual life together in Christ. These are real signs of the kingdom, things that we are always working on all the time, but we've taken each year to focus on one. You remember them, radical hospitality being the first one, passionate worship, intentional faith development, risk-taking mission and service, and extravagant generosity. These are the 5 essentials to the life of a healthy, functioning congregation. And this is where our energy has been for the past several years, and this is where it will continue to be going forward. We are people of radical hospitality. We welcome everyone who comes into our midst, and we reach out to them in the love and fellowship of Christ. We know why we are here, because each of us is broken and in need of God's healing grace, and we need each other. The Good Shepherd is a place of authentic community where people come to share in the life that is real. We know that everyone has a story to tell, a story of pain and loss, and a story of hope and joy. And we know that people are walking through those doors back there because they have a similar story to tell and a need to share it and to be healed. And God is very present to us in this place as we do those things. I don't know if you're aware, but there are many new faces and families amongst us today who weren't here a year ago or even a month ago. We are a much more diverse community, which doesn't just happen by itself unless we are being an authentic community of radical hospitality. This is a sign of the kingdom of God. This past year, we focused on passionate worship. We are a people of passionate worship because worship is our first response to God. It is at the very heart of who God has called us to be, people who give glory back to Him. And we come together each and every week to express our deep thanksgiving and praise to God for the many ways in which He gives life back to us. We are not just consumers of God's inspiration. Rather, we come to be transformed by Him, to be sent out to make a difference in the world. We don't just come here to receive, but to give back to God. Through our worship, our sins are forgiven, our relationships are restored, and our lives are changed. This year at the Good Shepherd, we have focused on this element of passionate worship and have become more deeply passionate in the way in which we pour ourselves out to God. I just want to take a moment to thank all the people who actively contribute week in and week out to making worship possible, powerful, here in this place. Our adult choir, our handbell choir, our children's choir, and all the work that's led by Robert Hammett, our choir director. I thank Robert. I want to thank the Altar Guild, who tirelessly show up week in, week out to serve at the altar. our acolytes and directors, our lay readers, and of course our ushers and greeters, our sextons, and our clergy and staff. You know, it takes a lot of people moving in the same direction week in and week out to make our worship powerful and authentic and life-changing. And so I want to thank all of you. This year, we are going to turn our focus to intentional faith development, the third item, because faith doesn't just happen. It doesn't just come to us without us participating in it. It's a lifelong process of learning and growing in Christ. If you want to experience a deeper faith, you have to do something. You have to do more than just show up every once in a while for worship. You've got to commit to it. Be intentional in your study of God's Word and desire to go deeper in relationship with Him. And so rather than just talk about intentional faith development this year, we're going to do our intentional faith development together this year as we read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the story of God's saving love for us. We're going to read through the Bible this year as we experience together God's living Word and be transformed by that. Throughout our entire campus, in all of our classes and in all ages, because we want to empower our families to take responsibility for the faith development of their children in the home around the dinner table. If you've not yet gotten a copy of the story, we are giving these away to each and every member of the congregation. You can pick yours up at the church office and read up on chapters 1 and 2 for next week, because we'll continue with that next week as we discuss it in Sunday school and we go deeper on Wednesday evenings. I just want to take a moment to thank our teachers and volunteers, especially Philip, Sandy, and Allison, who take seriously the task of imparting the faith into the lives of our community at all age levels. Our Christian education, obviously, is a big part of our life, and it is thriving right now in all areas because of the programs that we have going on in our men's and women's ministries, in our guilds, our Thank God It's Wednesday evening programs, the variety of classes that we offer for all ages, our children's chapel, our godly play, our kingdom kids, and our confirmation. These are why we are attracting so many new families to our parish. People want to come where they can be supported in their life and faith together. On a staffing note, I'm sorry to say we're going to be losing Allison Webster at the end of January as an official staff member, but not as a devoted and committed lay volunteer. Allison's going to be taking another job in the community, and Sandy McCamill is going to step into the full-time role of Director of Children's Ministries. And so thank Allison for her time with us. She has done an amazing job, tremendous passion and energy and commitment to changing lives. And so we're going to miss her in one respect, but she's not going anywhere, so she'll be continuing to offer her gifts. We continue our search for a youth minister. As you know, Scott left some very large shoes for us to fill, and we're patiently, and I say patiently, awaiting the one for whom God has called to step into this role. It is a difficult job to hire for, and I trust that God will bring the right person in his good time. But I want to thank Trevor Mock, Ben Groner, Cindy Gressett, Janet Herbst, the search committee, and all the parents of our youth who've stepped up in a big way to support our program this year in the interim. I want you to just remember that God is good and rewards those who are patient. And if you look at our entire scope of our program ministry here, you can see that from cradle to grave, we are being intentional about our faith development here at the Church of the Good Shepherd. This spiritual growth and maturity leads naturally into risk-taking, mission, and service, which is the fourth item. This past year, we were sent out into this community, the nation, and the world to love and to serve the Lord by serving others. Our congregation is to be commended for the amazing outreach that flows through our people, not just through our operating budget, but through the lives of every member of this congregation who's involved in ministry and service to this community in all kinds of various different ways. I want to call your attention to the annual report, which will reference some 40 different organizations served, representing $143,000 this year and 11,000 service hours of work. Indeed, we live our faith through our action, changing our lives and changing the lives of others. A note about Cliff Moss Village. After a lot of prayer on the part of all the five beneficiary churches of Cliff Moss Village, it became apparent that the mission of Cliff Moss Village was financially unsustainable. While already carrying $2.4 million in debt, the Board of Trustees was faced with an aging property that would require significant capital investment in the very near future to maintain even a basic level of service. The low-income housing market has changed a lot since 1968, and we played a part in that and should be proud of that. Yet the original mission of changing lives and sharing Christ had given way to the management of an aging property. And we are just not very good at managing commercial properties. So after a collective visioning process, all the beneficiary churches and trustees agreed that it was time to bring this ministry to its natural close and put our collective resources towards that next community outreach project that God was calling us to embrace together. The property was listed for sale in September and sold this past November. We will not know the final accounting of the sale until all of the numbers have been settled, but we are confident that there will be some net proceeds from this sale. It's our hope and prayer that these proceeds would not be spent but would be brought together in a new ministry that somehow we could do together as the convocation of Episcopal churches in this community. Cliff Moss Village has served our community wonderfully over the last 47 years. And it's time to celebrate that ministry. We'll do that together at St. Bee's on April the 22nd. Put that on your calendar, April the 22nd. At 6 p.m. And then we're going to move on to the next thing that God is calling us to do in changing lives and sharing Christ together. All of our work emanates, okay, from a heart of extravagant generosity, a generosity of spirit and a generosity of resource. And thanks to the extravagant generosity of this community, we are making a real difference in mission and in maintenance. Thanks to all of you and the good people of St. James School, we had a hugely successful Living Our Legacy capital campaign for facility maintenance. And as you can see this last year, many of these projects have been completed. We're making our way through the list of all of the items on the primary goal. And I'll call your attention to the annual report for a detail of those items. I want to especially thank Dwayne Herbst and the Building Committee and Grounds. Russell and Ann, who continually meet to oversee these projects. And I want to thank all of you who've made this campaign a huge success. I am pleased to say that we have collected to date more than enough to meet our primary goal, $1.4 million. We are over that goal in collected income. And in addition to that, we have finished our operating year in very strong fashion. Thanks be to God. What a joy it's been to see the new life and energy that Galen Hofstad has brought to St. James School. Galen has a tremendous heart for the Lord and a desire to see St. James and Good Shepherd continue its legacy of working together to make a difference in the lives of the children of this community. And I'm very excited about the future of St. James School and our shared mission going forward. I believe the church-school relationship has never been stronger. All in all, we've had a wonderfully strong year. We've not done everything that we could do. There are things that we could do better. But we couldn't do any of this without God's presence among us and your willingness to trust him. And lastly, I want to thank our amazing staff. They don't ever get enough appreciation, and they work very hard, and they're very committed to what they do, often behind the scenes. Ann, Susan, Elva, Leslie, Russell, our breakfast ministry, who'll be providing breakfast this morning, our sextons, and our office angels. We can't begin to name all the people who commit themselves to making this place a wonderful place to be. Thank you all so very much for all that you do. And may God inspire us to continue to live into his kingdom that is present among us. Praise be to God. Amen.